This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Final hour here on the Hoffman Show. Coming up in just a little bit, we will recap the initial flurry of NBA free agent news. Free agency is open as of now, so we'll let a couple things go down. We'll recap them. We'll give you what we think, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, though, it is time to welcome in our pal Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, to figure what in the world is happening with his football team on a day that they traded for Jalen Ramsey, traded Minkah Fitzpatrick to Miami. They also got tight end Jonnu Smith back in return. Pony, first of all, hello and thank you for doing this. I'm sure what has been a crazy day for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those days where you see the breaking news and your immediate thought is, this can't be real. This has to be fake. I have to be getting duped. I have to be getting tricked, because, look, I mean, there was a lot of speculation here that Jonnu Smith could be a Steeler and maybe even Jalen Ramsey, but nobody thought Minkah Fitzpatrick was going to get traded. I mean, of all the hypothetical stuff that gets put out there, whether it's from fans or aggregators or legitimate media, I mean, this wasn't even floated out there as a possibility. So when the first story broke that Ramsey was traded here, okay, wow, that's still a big deal. He's a former All-Pro and Super Bowl champion. But then when we found out it was Minkah going back to the Dolphins, that's kind of when all hell broke loose here, Craig.
Well, that's the thing, right, Pony? Is like, because the way that Schefter reported it, where it's like, oh, the Steelers got Jalen Ramsey? Like, okay, I'm interested. Like, you have my attention. Wait, they gave up Minkah? Like, how did you process that? Like, in that, especially that, you know, whatever it was, 45-second to 2-minute window, or however long it was, when you thought that Jalen Ramsey was joining Minkah Fitzpatrick versus being traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick?
Well, a few different ways. You know, Minkah Fitzpatrick was a very polarizing person here last season, because over the course of 2 years, he went 25 games without forcing a turnover. And he really made his name with the Steelers when he was first traded over from the Dolphins, because when they were without Ben Roethlisberger in 2019, he saved their season. Mike Tomlin would not have this run of consecutive non-losing seasons if Minkah Fitzpatrick didn't come here and make all kinds of game-changing plays his maiden voyage with the Steelers. So he got off to an incredible start. He made a fabulous first impression. And then they changed the way they used him. And he really played deep safety all last year. And it was fine when the Steelers were winning games, but when they started to lose games, there was a lot of frustration, not only from fans, but from Minkah himself, about how he was basically just the last line of defense. And so my personal thought is, I'm not saying this guy was George Pickens, Craig, but I do think they had a disgruntled player. Mm. And I don't think, even though he goes back to Miami where he had philosophical differences with Brian Flores, have him hang out and make sure he tackled Derrick Henry before he went for a 70-yard touchdown run. I don't think he wanted to do that again. So I think this is a fresh start for him, and I think within that context, the trade makes more sense. I mean, we had somebody call into our show today, and I wish I had made this point first before he did because it was spot on. If they had used Minka Fitzpatrick that way again this year, I think there's a good shot he would have either A, been forced to take a pay cut for 2026, or just been outright released, because you don't pay a safety $20 million to basically play 25 yards off the line of scrimmage.
No, that's a great point, and I think is really good context for those of us who follow along with the league but maybe don't watch every single Steelers game with the intensity that you do. Andrew Filippone with us here on the Hoffman Show, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. So I opened the show talking about this trade a little bit, Pony, and my thought was kind of, if the Steelers feel like they don't have it in them to tank for a season, where it's like, we can't do that to Cam Hayward. If we can get something figured out with TJ Watt, like, we can't do that to TJ. But man, after this year, getting a little bit older with Ramsey, they give him a little more money now, which makes it easier to move on later. TJ, they're not wanting to pay, clearly. They can't come to terms with him. Rodgers is a one-year thing. If their plan is to just suck in 2026 and they don't have the pride to just, you know, slyly tell a reporter to the side that's the plan, I get it. Other than that, I have no idea what the long-term vision of the Steelers is. Do you?
There isn't one because they don't believe in one. Mike Tomlin runs the team. He functions not as much as a general manager, but almost as much as he does a head coach. Now that Kevin Colbert is retired, their former GM, he basically, my understanding of things is, he tells Omar Khan, their GM, what he wants, and then it's up for Omar Khan to go out there and make those moves. So that is the GM-coach dynamic here, which I don't think everybody in the national media completely understands. And Tomlin is in his 20th year, not yet 20, but almost 20. He hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. He hasn't won the Super Bowl since 2008. He hasn't been to one since 2010. So he wants to win right now. And he doesn't believe in, let's go back a step to take two forward. Coaches don't think that way. And that's why I think the mistake they've made with the way they've set up their football organization is that I don't think they have somebody with enough power or clout inside the organization to take the more macro opinion of what's probably best big picture for the team. Because it's all about Tomlin and what he wants. And he never wants to be bad, even though it might in the long term be what's best. So, to your point, that's why there's no down the road, this is how we're going to do things way of looking at it. I think outside of Pittsburgh, people got the wrong impression of the George Pickens trade. They didn't do that because, hey, let's give ourselves another chip for a quarterback in the 2026 draft. They made that trade because they legitimately thought it was addition by subtraction, because of the headache that came with George Pickens, and they also knew that just wasn't going to fly with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. So they honestly believe, Craig, that they can compete for a Super Bowl with this team and that Aaron Rodgers gives them a chance to do it. I don't agree with them. They're a football team where guys are making millions of dollars to make this decision, and I'm just somebody who talks about them for a living. But I just think they're too close to the situation, and they're delusional about how good they are and where they stand within the NFL pecking order of teams.
So last thing, Andrew, because I think your last point and the way you framed it is important. And this is something I've tried to be better and better at as my career goes. By and large, these are very smart people and they don't want to be wrong because their jobs literally depend on them being right. I tend to agree with you as a person who also talks about football for a living, that the Pittsburgh Steelers are at best a 10-win team this year. They're not a legit Super Bowl contender. That is not who Aaron Rodgers is as a quarterback, and their roster is too flawed in other ways. The thing is, after that, is there a path that they could kind of fight through whatever malaise they're in right now and somehow be good in a next phase for Mike Tomlin starting in 2026, or at least building in 26 to some competitiveness in 27, 28? Or is eventually it just going to be so much mediocrity that there is no denying it, and they're going to have to take a step back and ownership is going to have to move, whether it's tell Tomlin that's what they're doing or move on from Tomlin? Is there a path here?
Well, I don't think, you know, I don't think Mike is opposed to using all the picks they have or some of the picks they've built up for the 2026 draft, which will be here, by the way, and moving up to get a quarterback in the first round this upcoming season for 2026. I think that is, you know, the one person we haven't mentioned or I haven't touched on at all, this is the owner. And I think the owner wants that. So I think the owner wants that event here in Pittsburgh to be one of the biggest, most marquee events in recent team history. So I think he will push for them to scout and evaluate all the first-round quarterbacks. And if they feel like they can't get one where they are, I think they will make a move to get one. I mean, I think that's probably, Craig, I think that might be the compromise on why Aaron Rodgers is here at 41 and why they passed on Justin Fields. So in order for them to get out of this rut that they're in, where they're in this champagne mediocrity where they win 9 or 10 games and then get killed in the playoffs, I think the solution is they draft a guy like you guys did with Daniels, who's just like, yeah, there's holes on this roster, but he kind of wallpapers over a lot of them. And look, I mean, I think Mike Tomlin, like anything, I think there are just people that as time goes by, they don't actually get better at their job, they get worse because they're very set in their ways. And I think he's that way. I don't think he's evolved well philosophically, especially on offense with the modern NFL and the post-Roethlisberger era. So I think the way that they fix this is to get a quarterback. But, man, if they win 10 or 11 games this year, it's going to make it harder for them to get to a spot where they draft a guy who they can immediately play in 2026.
Well, let me tell you, Andrew, if you can get a Jaden Daniels, as someone doing radio in D.C., I highly recommend it. Highly recommend that.
Yeah, the last time we tried that, we got Kenny Pickett, Craig. So they're 0 for 1 so far.
Yeah.
When it comes to that plan. And you guys were like 0 for
a lot.
I don't know, 40 or 50 before Daniels got there. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, and I guess if you get a new owner and your owner's the worst in sports, you should do that too. But I don't think you have quite that problem. So, you know, we can just go for the quarterback. Pony, I appreciate you doing this, man. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
See you, Craig. Be good, man.
You
Peace
too.
Out.
That's it. Andrew Filippone with us. You can listen to him on the free Odyssey app if you want to hear Steelers fans melting down. Go check out the podcast of his show, or you can listen to him live tomorrow starting at 2 p.m. on the Odyssey app. Just search 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Always great to have Pony with us here on the Hoffman Show. All right, when we get back, I haven't seen any Shams alerts yet. We're going to make sure Shams Charania is alive. Is something happening in the NBA? Free agency has been open for 15 minutes. Normally there's 1,000 moves by now. We will see what the market looks like next. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, live coverage of NBA free agency for pretty much the rest of the show here on the Team 980. And we got a couple of moves that have been made. The first strikes of free agency come courtesy of the Memphis Grizzlies. Again, it is not a huge free agent year. That is for sure. There are teams that have a little bit of space. But they have also, there's no team outside the Brooklyn Nets that has a real cap space. And the Nets, I think, are saving theirs mostly to try to absorb bad contracts, you know, help out other teams. Hey, we need to get, we need to get some money here. Can you take this guy off our hands? Here's some second round picks or maybe even a first round pick, a future first for your troubles. Like, that is what the Brooklyn Nets are going to try to do. They are going to be tanking hard for next year's lottery, where they, the Wizards and others, will be trying to compete for the services of A.J. DeBonsa and, you know, three or four other guys who would have been top five picks even in this draft with Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper. So it is a loaded 2026 draft. It is also a much more loaded 2026 free agency. Thus, a lot more teams are planning to have cap space next year. Shams reporting from ESPN that the Grizzlies, though, have been able to retain two of their own, starting with 2023 Defensive Player of the Year, Jaren Jackson. Jackson is re-signed on a max deal. It's got to be a max deal. 5 years, $248 million. So it is a huge deal. The last year is a player option for Jackson. And I'm curious to see some of the roster mechanics here. The Grizzlies had a couple of moves they had to make to get that kind of cap space. So Shams reporting that. Sorry, 5 years, 240 is the number. And I think it's interesting because Jackson is represented by CAA, and Austin Brown and Max Seidman were the guys who negotiated that contract. And also, they negotiated the contract for, Atima Saldama, who is also re-signing in Memphis. That's a $52 million deal. So I'm sure that those conversations were on some level tied to make sure that we can... or if you're the Grizzlies, you're like, we got to be able to get these both guys under the cap or figure out what we're going to do. And again, say the cap. It's not really the cap. It's the luxury tax. It's the aprons. It's getting in the right space that you want to be in. So some of the other names that we're going to watch out for. Dennis Schroeder and Russell Westbrook are both free agents. The Kings, according to Chris Haynes, have arranged meetings with both of them. And the Kings are looking to acquire both, but have other point guard options to speak with. That, according to Chris Haynes. The other hot name to watch is Austin Reeves, who obviously the Lakers kind of pretty essential to what they've done. I would think they are trying to keep him. If I was them, I might consider trying to do a sign and trade with him. But it is, he's a guy that if there was more cap space in the league, I think would be really, really interesting to see what he would get. But it's a tough market. So that's that part of it. Right now, as I scroll and I'm trying to see new news, the first tweet that popped up, Ben, is again, Ben Strober in with us today for Anthony. Josh Hart from the Knicks tweeting, it's 6:01 and I ain't seen one deal yet. What happened to the game I love?
He's always tweeting. So he posted a really funny tweet yesterday. I can't remember what it is, but that is pretty funny and on brand for Josh Hart.
I mean, where's all the stuff? What are we doing? Also,
Tell me about it. I got to record Locked On Wizards to get home. I hope the Wizards maybe do something before I go to bed, and then I miss the news.
Woj used to have like 80 timed tweets at 6:01. Like, what happened? We got some guys re-signing that could have re-signed already, and that's it. We got a couple of Zoom meetings. Are people following the rules now? Don't they know we plan a show around breaking news? And this is one time that. We're planning on having breaking news, and there just isn't. We got Santi Aldama re-signing on a 3-year, $52.5 million deal with the Grizzlies. We got Jaren Jackson signing a big deal, and we got a Zoom meeting for Russell Westbrook and Dennis Schroeder. That's literally all we got in the first 30 minutes of free agency.
Well, they did say free agency was practically dead in the NBA, especially this year. So maybe this is the repercussion. This is what you get. Something will happen soon.
I know. I'm also like, maybe. Where did they move list to on this godforsaken website? Oh, there it is. It's in the dropdown because I have an NBA list. Does anybody else have any? Can we get some more reports of Zoom meetings? Anything? Let's see. Here we go. Grizzlies transaction timeline from Bobby Marks, because who doesn't like roster mechanics? There is something that's going to happen that we don't know yet. The Grizzlies will clear $10 million of salary. And this is also why some of this stuff becomes official a couple of days from now. But they'll have to clear $10 million of salary. Then they'll do the Jaren Jackson deal. And then they'll do the Santi Aldama deal. And then they'll have the room mid-level exception available, because Aldama can't be signed first because his new salary is greater than his $11.8 million free agent hold. Yeah? Exciting. Hopefully in the commercial break something happens, because otherwise we're going to have to find something else to talk about, which we're capable of. We're sports talk professionals. But, hey, NBA free agency starting during the show. This will be fun. Hasn't been very fun yet. We'll see if it gets more fun next on the Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. NBA free agency open, and we got a little action. We got our first big one. And I realize that I'm going to say a name and you're going to be like, that's a big one. But considering the team he's going to, considering the team he's leaving, and considering that there just aren't a lot of big names in NBA free agency this year, this is a pretty significant move. Free agent forward, this is according to Shams Charania, ESPN, free agent forward Dorian Finney-Smith has agreed to a four-year, $53 million deal with the Houston Rockets, sources tell ESPN. Finney-Smith's agent, Michael Tellum of Excel Sports, negotiated terms of the deal tonight with Rockets executives for the 3-and-D wing. So this is a guy that the Lakers acquired who had played with Luka Doncic as well. And he is a really, really solid 3-and-D player. This is a guy that like doesn't need the ball but can create a little bit. If he's on the second side of an action and like, you know, it's like swing, swing. Oh, you closed out. Okay, you can put the ball on the floor and straight line drive. Cool. But he's more of a catch and shoot, knockdown type shooter. And he's a really solid defender. Like, okay, we need some juice on that end. We need, you know, 5 hard minutes on the other team's best player. Or like we need solid minutes, you know, 20 to 30 minutes on the team's second best player. Like he can do that at a decently high level. And players like that are so valuable to contenders. Because one, you play them and they're good and they fit with anybody. They fit with an Alperen Şengün post-centered offense. They fit with a Kevin Durant. If a guy helps and I need to drive and kick centered offense, there's just a pick and roll. Like he'll move. Like he can do everything. And defensively, he can support those guys. He also can be a trade chip if he's on a good contract. You need to flip him for someone else. You need to get another playmaker. Every team can use someone like Dorian Finney-Smith. And so for him to go to the Rockets on, what is 4 for 53? And obviously we'll see what the contract structure is, but nope, not that. Divided by 4 is, I mean, 13. That feels like such a ridiculously good deal for Houston. I mean, that's like mid-level type of stuff. And I guess this is also the thing. Like, I think if Dorian Finney-Smith is a free agent next offseason, he makes $18 million a year. There's no one that can give him $18 million. So he is getting probably, that's like a mid-level exception type number. Although I thought most of those deals were supposed to be like one-year deals. Anyway, point is, he's getting the money he's getting, which is probably slightly below market value for a guy of his position and his skill, slightly. Like, it's not a huge underpay, but it is to say, like, he's one of the best archetypes of that player on the market, and the money's only available, so he probably chooses that over maybe a little bit more money somewhere else. And that little bit more money somewhere else would be at a worse team, and so he's going to go join, you know, this team with Fred VanVleet, Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith, Alperen Şengün, Aaron Holiday re-signs on a vet minimum deal with Houston as well. Reed Sheppard, Cam Whitmore, Tari Eason, Steven Adams. Like, Ben, the Houston Rockets, they're like legit 11 deep with NBA players. Like, they're going to be good. Can their top end match what OKC can do? That's going to be the question come playoff time. But they have, in a league that just showed that having depth is super important, they are deep as well as good.
Yeah, and this almost makes it a null point that you deal off Jalen Green, one of the young, talented pieces for this Rockets team. I think a lot of people were saying, you know, is it really worth giving up on him and sending him to Phoenix, part of that trade, and also giving up the 10th overall pick? It seems like a large cost to get a 37-year-old KD. But the point you bring up right here, now that they are a team that's 11 deep, especially bringing in Finney Smith here, I think they're a team that's going to compete with the best of them in a really stacked Western Conference. I think it's just going to depend on how they mesh together and can guys stay healthy throughout the entire year. That's always the biggest thing when you're trying to go up against a team that's a defending champion, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and what they'll bring to the table for years to come.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, Green, the thing is with Green, too, and, like, it was so funny. I had a comment on YouTube the other day on some of our Jordan Poole trade coverage, and people are like, and someone was like, people care too much about contracts. And it's like, huh? Like, that's the league, is you can only keep so many guys. And so if you're not going to be able to keep someone, can you flip them for a better asset for you that fits your timeline? For the Rockets, the timeline is more of win now. And so while, yes, in 4 years, Jalen Green will be a better player than Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant will probably be out of the league in 4 years. He's 37. Not that I'm kicking him out, and Kevin Durant will hoop for the rest of his life because that's how he's wired. Like, they've got to pay Jalen Green, and now they don't. They don't have to make that decision. It's like, we're going to pay Kevin Durant for 2 years. We're hopefully going to get 2 years of championship-level contention. Hopefully we win a title, and then we'll figure out our future around Alperen Şengün from there. But if Alperen Şengün's an NBA champion, then more guys are going to want to play in a market that has actually been pretty good at attracting star players over the years, like guys like Houston. And so there's no state tax in Texas. You know, Houston's a city that apparently a lot of folks, a lot of NBA players like to live in. So we'll see what they do. But I think this is just another, it just continues an excellent, excellent offseason. Houston was a team that was frustrating to me last year because I was like, you guys keep winning, but I don't know that I love what you're doing. And I kind of wondered, had they done the worst thing you can do, which is cap yourself with too low of a ceiling, where you're like, yeah, you're going to be good, but you're never good enough to win a title and you do not have a way to get there. I think that by giving up 10, giving up Jalen Green, creating a little bit the space that they have to sign a guy like Finney Smith, and then obviously the big one is they get Durant back in that trade, they have raised their ceiling, even if they've closed the window in terms of length, how long it's going to be open, and have now put themselves in a legit position to contend in 2025-26 and probably 2026-27, and then we'll see what Durant is by that point at the end of, presuming he signs a two-year extension.
As a Wizards fan, I'm also looking at this from the perspective, the Rockets, kind of a similar trajectory for what you're hoping for the Wizards. Starting in 2020, that's where they bottomed out for 3 years. They went 17 games, then 20, then 22. And then kind of in that fourth year, which we're hoping to see in 2026 for the Wizards, they went 500 that year. You're hoping maybe the Wizards take a leap that year. Maybe they start to compete a little more, flirt with a play-in. And then the year after that is the major leap. You win 11 more games, win over 50 games for the first time in a seven-year span for this Rockets team. And now that the window is what it is, they have gone all in to try to win right now. And as you mentioned right here, maybe it does close the window a little earlier than it could have been if they played their cards a little bit differently. But I think given who they have on the roster right now and who they have to go up against in the West, I think the move makes perfect sense, and they have to win really in the next couple of years.
And the thing is, like, you have to get the best player piece right. And for them, they found Alperen Şengün. And I don't think when he was drafted, Alperen Şengün was like, oh, that could be the best player on a championship team. And, you know, if you want to say that Durant's going to be the best player, like, that's perfectly fine. Şengün, you know, he averaged 19. He didn't average 25 a game last year. But this is a guy that did 2 years ago as a 21-year-old, averaged 21 per game. But he made his first All-Star team last year, and he's just, like, a bona fide good player. He's also only playing 31 minutes a night because they're deep enough to get away with that. And, like, that's the kind of cool thing for, you know, the NBA right now is – or not the cool thing. The important thing for the NBA right now is – you have to be deep enough that your stars are ready to do battle in May and June. Otherwise, like, if you're good enough that we can play really hard and get to the playoffs, but then everyone else starts playing really hard and their stars play more minutes, like, you can't just rely on that depth. You need some of it for the first two rounds of the playoffs, but eventually, like, your top-end guy's got to go. But what I do think is happening is the line for how good the best player is has never been lower in the NBA. Which is always like an NBA truism, I think, for me. I was always like, you got to have one of like the best seven guys in the league. And Shea is very clearly there. Is Tyrese Halliburton, had they won it? I don't know that Tyrese Halliburton's one of the seven best players in the NBA. I know he's awesome at what he does. But I think that when you look at Şengün, like, if he leads them towards a title next year, Durant certainly isn't that anymore, although on any given night, he's still capable of dropping 45 points because he's unbelievable as a scorer. And he actually played pretty good defense in stretches last year. I just think you're 100% right that that's a path. And even if the Wizards don't win the lottery, like, if they go get A.J. DeBonta next year, it's a lot easier. But if they can get a bunch of just really good players and they find an Amen Thompson type, let's say Bilal turns into, like, a true just dude defensively, and Trey Johnson turns into like a Devin Booker level or even slightly below, like a bona fide 21 point scorer, like a CJ McCollum level player when he was in Portland opposite Dame, like, what does that look like? And I think that's an interesting thought experiment. I would much rather just get DeBonta or one of the other top players in next year's draft.
Yeah,
it makes it a lot easier. But I think I am more open to the idea that there is another path that doesn't involve the star than I ever have been before in the NBA.
It's really interesting, and the parity is really at an all-time high in the NBA, at least from the time that I've started watching it since around 2010.
They've never had seven champions in 7 years in the history of the entire league, and that's where we're at right now.
It's unbelievable to think that LeBron went to 8 finals in a row. And then since then, we haven't seen a whole lot of them. Of course, the bubble championship in 2020. But other than that, we're not seeing the same kind of success from the same teams that we saw in the past. I know it was kind of a feel-good story almost to see the Warriors win another championship and Steph get his first finals MVP. But the NBA is at such a point where there's so much talent across the board that it's not even necessarily about having the most star players on one team, because we're kind of seeing the end of almost the super team era. I know Phoenix try to resemble something that they considered a super team in Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. Obviously, that doesn't work out. But now we're finding the teams that just have the most depth overall, teams that can play 10, 11 guys on any given night that will contribute at a high level, whether it's scoring or defensively. That's the blueprint for how you win an NBA championship. And the Thunder have set the bar higher than anybody at this point.
No doubt. And the depth is really important. And the Wizards, I feel like, have gotten a lot of really good players. But eventually you do need some of that top-end talent. The Rockets, again, signing Dorian Finney-Smith, adding to their depth on the heels of the Kevin Durant trade and all of those other things. Let's see. The Grizzlies are working with Cole Anthony's reps towards a resolution that allows Memphis to create the necessary cap space to renegotiate and extend Jaren Jackson. So Cole Anthony, who is acquired or will... that trade was official because Desmond Bane's been introduced. Cole Anthony, who was acquired in the Desmond Bane trade, going to have some kind of contract restructure, which will allow the Memphis Grizzlies to do the things that they have already agreed to do with Aldama and with Jaren Jackson Jr. So that's the latest on NBA free agency. When we get back, we'll see if any more moves go down, and then we will wrap things up with Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones. All right, here's what we've got so far in free agency. Dorian Finney-Smith to the Rockets. Everyone else pretty much is a re-sign situation. The Grizzlies have been very, very active re-signing, including Jaren Jackson, the 2023 NBA Defensive Player of the Year. LeBron James opted into his player option, but we'll see if he winds up staying in L.A. Free agent center Paul Reed agreed to a two-year deal to return to the Pistons. Let's see, what else? Jordan Clarkson finalizing a buyout with Utah. Nicholas Batum back to L.A. De'Ron Sharp back to Brooklyn. Joe Ingles, a one-year deal to stay in Minnesota. The other NBA news is that the Knicks look to be headed in the direction of Mike Brown, potentially, as their head coach. Strong candidate, sources told ESPN's Shams Charania after a second meeting for Brown. That is what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the Team 980. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. All right. If you missed anything today, Andrew Filippone, great at 6 o'clock on the Steelers trade. I opened the show talking about that as well. Talked about the WNBA's expansion at 5:45. Had chats this weekend with Trey Johnson and Will Riley. We heard those at 5:30. So all over the show on the Rewind and all over the podcast, just search the Hoffman Show wherever you get your podcast. We got your sports coverage, everything you need to know here on a Monday. Tomorrow on the show, more reaction to NBA free agency. Other than that, I have no idea what we're doing tomorrow. We are officially in, I don't know, season. There's a couple things I've been kicking around. I do want to talk. We didn't get a chance to do it last week. And so whether we do it Tuesday or Wednesday, I do want to talk about the Ace Bailey situation more and like really talk about like what would it look like if the NBA got rid of the draft and like didn't make young people who are supremely talented go to random cities based off who lost the most basketball games and some ping pong balls, if they had any actual say. What could that look like? I did float an idea by someone this weekend in the league, and they were like, huh, I don't hate that. So I do have an idea on this. I think it gets a little complicated, but we can talk about that either tomorrow or Wednesday, depending on how much news there is around NBA free agency. All right. That said, though, as we wrap up the show here on a Monday, first of all, Ben, how'd you like your first day on the show?
Good time. Good time as always, producing really any show. I always have a blast doing these things, but it was good to get a new experience here with you today. And obviously you're a basketball guy. I'm a guy who's had to become well-versed talking hoops, Washington Wizards over the past couple weeks. So it's good to finally have someone that actually wants to talk Wizards with me other than Linnell.
Yeah. Well, I have no comment on that. I have no, just kidding, Linnell. We love talking Wizards with you. No, that's, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And we got the rest of the week to do that. So we will continue to do that. And then Anthony will return from France next week. France and Spain will spend the whole week talking about Anthony's vacation. The rest of the show is spent on real things.
Key substitution here.
Real things.
We're not going to be so this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right, we've been sitting on this one for a while. My buddy Jeff Kirkchin, if you're like, Kirkchin? Yeah, that Kirkchin. The son of Tim Kirkchin. He and his dad, Tim, have a podcast. And this story is like why this segment exists. So from the father and son Kirkchin podcast here, Jeff took a flight on Southwest Airlines. And if you know Southwest Airlines, you know assigned seats. You just get to sit wherever you want. And Jeff sat next to a lady who was a genius.
For those who don't know, it's pick your own seat based upon your boarding number, right? I'm in the window. A woman is in the aisle seat. She's an Indian woman, right? And right as we board, she pops open a Tupperware container with Indian food. And Dad, listen, like, I grew up with a lot of Indian friends. I've been over to their houses. I enjoy their parents' cooking. But Indian food has a very specific, strong smell. And people walk by, people walk by. I'm not kidding, Dad. There was one empty seat on this flight, and it ended up between me and this woman, right? Because as soon as they closed the boarding door and they said, "We have loaded, everybody's in their seats, let's get going." She turns. She hasn't said a word to me. She turns and looks at me and says, "Works every time." Closes it and puts it back in her bag.
She scared someone off with the smell of Indian food.
She was just sitting there eating a little bit here and there, and she looks at me and goes, "Works every time." Dad, she must have been 65, 70 years old, and like she knew, and she did it on purpose, and now of all of the seats on the plane, only one empty one, and it was the one next to us.
That is genius. That is genius. Ben, have you had Indian food? Are you fond of Indian food?
I love Indian food.
Indian food is amazing. And there's so much good Indian food in DC. We are very, very lucky. I was actually having this conversation with Trey Johnson. Like, I hit stop on the recording on Saturday when I was there. And I go, "Trey, the museums are cool, bro. But the food scene is where you're going to learn about the city. Like, any food that you want, some of the best of it's here in DC. And Indian food is right there at the top of the list. Some of the best Indian food in America is in Washington, D.C. I love Indian food. It is also pungent, and it's not the smell that I would necessarily first pick to sit next to on a plane. That woman is a genius. Are you a Southwest person, Ben? I don't know how often I've only really flown
Southwest when I would fly with Maryland baseball, because that was just what they would fly, and I'm usually a United guy.
Yeah, I've been an American Airlines guy because their flight, you can fly anywhere in the country out of DCA, so that's nice. We took a flight, so since I met my wife, we have flown on Southwest Airlines one time, and had to fly out of BWI, which automatically stunk because we had to drive to BWI as people who lived in the city. Now, for you in Gaithersburg, I mean, you might be your local airport, BWI. Nothing wrong with BWI. It's just farther for us. And we were like, "We're never doing this again. Never, ever." She would rather pay a stupid amount more money than fly on Southwest. Just not. Some people, it's great. It's like kind of a fun airline. I don't want to have fun on planes. I want to get there.
It should at least be enjoyable, though.
Yeah, like, enjoyable is different than, like, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to get somewhere where I'm going to have fun. So, if that's your thing, go for it. I'm not anti-Southwest Airlines, just not my personal preference. Anyway, that's our show. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.